Blog Talk Radio.
Recruiting Animal here on May 29th, 2013. And I'm here to tell you that my good friend, who I don't know, Lou Adler, is at it again. Every week, this guy is writing articles on LinkedIn supporting my contention that hiring managers are the dumbest people in the world. And he does it without really saying so. For instance, this week he had an article for job hunters, and it was all about taking charge of the interview from dummies who don't know how to ask you a decent question. Here's what he says. If you see that the interviewer is missing the boat, you got to say, look, the job description was unclear about the scope of the work, surprise, and the big challenges the new hire will be working on. So could you fill in the gaps for me? Because if you can, then I can give you some examples of similar work that I've done. Lou says that this will stun the interviewer. It will stun the interviewer, especially if he's unprepared. But he thinks that's a good thing. I mean, I agree with him. It will stun the interviewer, but I don't think it's going to make him happy. I don't think he's going to appreciate your intelligent questions. I think it's going to turn him against you because you're making him look dumb. That's where Lou goes wrong. Anyway, then Lou tells you that you have to force this dope to see how your background is relevant, even if you don't have every single skill and bit of experience they listed in the job description. In other words, they don't have the brains to see a good candidate. You have to spoon feed the information to them. So, for instance, if you're strong, this is his example, if you're strong at getting people to agree on how to handle technical bottlenecks, you say, you know what, it looks like this job is going to coordinate a lot of people in different groups, and is that a key part of the job, really? Then if he says yes, you can if he discovers that that's a key part of the job right then and there, then you tell him how you did that before. So Lou's message, let me wrap up, is loud and clear. If you let the hiring manager drive the interview, it's not going to go anywhere. If you want it to be good, you have to plan that trip. And that's true on this show, too. If you want to be a good guest and you want to have a good time, you want to bring a plan to Jerry Jerry. What show is this?
This is the Recruiting Animal Show.
I knew you were weak from the way you started it today, Jer. Sorry.
Weak?
No, that sounds good.
2 weeks ago, you told me to mellow it out a little bit. I didn't need to stretch it way out like I was some rock star on stage. I'm doing what you told me to do.
Okay, you know what? My line makes things sound muffled, so maybe that's the problem.
Jerry sounds mellow.
I'm kind of mellow.
Yeah, you're sounding really good.
Okay, Jerry, do you feel good now? Okay. Feel good, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay, look, thank you, Alan. Thank you, Alan Fuhrer. Anyway, I believe, Jerry, that you told me you have a new breaking news section to start
this
off
is huge.
The show. And what?
This is huge.
Yeah, okay. Today's scoop, you said, comes from Fistful of Talent. And just so everyone knows, that is not a porno site. Go ahead.
I'm going to read you the first paragraph. And are you all sitting down?
Yeah, don't make it boring, okay?
I'm not making it boring. I'm going to read the first paragraph.
Okay,
it's entitled, My Social Sabbatical. From June 1st, 2013 to September 1st, 2013, I will not be active on any social networks. No Twitter, no Facebook, no LinkedIn, no Google Plus, no Instagram, no Foursquare. None of them. I'm deleting those applications from my phone, and I will not log into the web versions of any of those networks for the summer. I won't be blogging via Fistful of Talent, HR Examiner, HR Tech Europe, etc. I also will not be co-hosting Drive Through HR over the summer.
Wow.
Can you guys guess who this is? William Tencup.
You tell us.
William Tencup.
Look, I didn't intend for you to take 10 minutes for your section, okay? I thought it was 2 minutes. Please, move it ahead.
We're 5 minutes into the show. What do you mean, take 10 minutes? God. Forget it. I'm not doing breaking news anymore. And I already had breaking news for next week in advance.
Okay.
Jerry, you're getting unmellow.
It was William Tencup. It was our good friend William Tencup, who's been telling me for a year he wants to come on the show.
What are we all going to do?
I don't know. Okay, it's funny, the way you read it, he wrote it like it's world shattering news, you're right, but I don't know if that's true.
He's got
any
comments on the thing.
Is that the trend that these over-social media-ized pre-people are going to start making their lives simple by retreating from it altogether? Okay, my guest today, Job Board Doctor, are you here? Now, this guy's got a mellow voice. Are you here?
I am here.
Listen to that, okay?
Yeah, you know, that doesn't make me feel very good if you laugh when I say I'm here.
Okay, well, you're mellow, okay. Now, also, before you come up, we've got a special guest, Kepi Careers. Are you here?
Hey, yes, I am.
Hey, now that's Chipper. She's Chipper
that's
and you're mellow.
Kepi, Kepi.
You two aren't married, okay? Now, before we're going to give Kepi Careers first shot, but we're going to sing the song that the Job Board Doctor chose first, and it's a Ramon song called Beat on the Brat. Does anyone else know it besides the Job Board
Beat
Doctor?
Beat on the Brat with a baseball bat. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to sing with us, Gary, for the very first time, okay? Now,
I don't know the
Careers,
words.
That's it. Those are the words.
That's it?
Yeah. Kepi, did you study the lyrics?
I didn't have a chance to study the lyrics.
Oh, shame on you. Okay,
I'll do
you
background.
Better,
background.
You better. Okay. Anybody else in on this one? Beat on the Brat? No. Okay, Job Board Doctor, you lead.
Okay. Well, you know, the Ramones start all songs, they say, 1, 2, 3, 4, beat on the Brat.
Beat on the Brat.
Beat on the Brat with a baseball bat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What can you do? What can you do? What can I do with a brat like you? Oh, yeah. We're done. Okay.
You know, that was very engaging, Animal.
That was great.
Okay. Kepi Careers, you're up.
I'm up. Well, thanks for having me.
Why are you here?
I am here to tell everybody about a brand new program that I am offering for business owners. It is called 6 Steps to Social Media Success for Small Business Owners. And we know when you're talking about, you're already bored.
Well, you're on the Recruiting Animal Show. You got to take it. Come on.
So you hear you talking about people who are all, you know, bent out of shape. They've got too much social media going. They're tired of it. They talk about how they're getting off social media. They're closing up their accounts or their whatever they're doing. And, you know, people hear that, people who are not doing social media hear that, and they say, see, I was right all along. That is a waste of time. Even that guy doesn't know, why he's doing that. But that is not the way we want people to think. We want people to realize that social media, using social media to engage, to connect with people, to grow your following, to demonstrate your expertise, is actually a great way for people to grow their business and to make more money. And
now
I'm here to help those people.
Your good friend, Career Sherpa, says
yes?
that Twitter builds trust and trust makes money. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. Hannah is a smart lady.
Okay.
Twitter
is one way
trust.
To help
What does that
trust.
Even mean, build
what
trust?
Build trust. Well, I like to think of social media as a way to demonstrate expertise. So when you share information on Twitter and you demonstrate what you know and you do it regularly, it makes it clear that you know what you're talking about. And
uh-huh.
that helps
have you,
people
have you ever
feel
heard
like
of anybody who
you.
Actually increased their business through social media? Do you have any in your,
I actually
in your program?
Am somebody. I am
social
somebody.
Media trainers do.
I like to say that pretty much every major thing that I have done in my business, it has its roots in social media and primarily in Twitter. Twitter's always been my favorite.
Okay. My favorite, too. Did you read Social Media is Bullshit by B.J. Mendelsohn, a prior guest on this show?
I have not read that one.
You should read it. It's online. Okay. Go ahead. Continue. Tell us more about your program.
So in my program, you know, a lot of people are offering webinars. You know, you can throw any internet address on and find somebody selling you a webinar. And in my program, I have some webinars too, because you know it seems like it's a necessary evil. You got to have a webinar.
Right.
So I've got two webinars. But the real value in my program in working with me, the real value. Wait for it. Are we ready? The real value is that I'm going to be creating a private Facebook group for everybody who joins me in this program to ask any question about social media that they have, and I will be there to answer their questions. I personally will provide the information and advice to help them overcome the obstacles that they have when they sign online. Like, for example, why can't I get Hootsuite to connect with Google+? Or, you know, here I hit this, and now this happened. So everything from the very basic question that gets people stuck to the more involved strategy questions. Who should
and
I be talking to?
And that's all part
to?
Of the
what
package.
Should I be
you're
going to
hold, you're gonna hold people's hands.
That's right.
Part of the total package.
That's right. I will be there to hold their hand. And I, as you know, some people may know, I am pretty much on social media all the time. Some people wonder how I do it, but
she's
I love
a nice
it.
Girl. She is a nice girl. You can tell by her voice.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Animal. But I will be there to help people get from where they are to where they want to be with social media for an entire month.
Well, what are they going to be able to do after they take your course?
Okay, so when they're done working with me, they'll know what social networks are right for them, how to identify where their people are that they want to talk to. They'll know what social networks to use. Yep, their audience.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know how to make it easier for customers and clients to find them, so they'll be easier to find. And that's key, because, you know, if you can't Google somebody, then who are they? Who are you going to hire, someone you can't Google? No, they'll be easier to find. They'll learn how to engage and impress their audience. Some people don't understand, what should I say online? Okay, I've got a Facebook page, now what do I say? I will teach them what to say, and I will show them where they can find great stuff to share.
Let me ask you, what about setting up a Facebook, what they used to call a fan page, is now a business page. Is that part of your program?
I don't set it up for them. But I will certainly help them out if they have questions about how to set it up.
You teach them about that.
I will
is that
teach
right?
them. Yes, I will teach them how
to
engage in the networks they need
nothing,
to.
A total know-nothing?
I like to think that people who are convinced that social media is useful for them, I'm not real interested in trying to convince the people. Because you know what? They should know. This is where the businesses are going.
Don't take Jerry as a client, okay?
Okay.
Don't
Jerry, I'm blocking you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people who are just getting started, people who have started, maybe someone's been on Twitter for a year and they have seen nothing from it. Well, they're probably not doing
correct.
Which
would be all of us.
Okay.
Losers, in other words. Losers.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, there's no loser online, right?
Well,
it's just people who don't quite know what they're doing.
They won't be when they're finished with you. Okay.
That's
how
right.
How do they get – you want to tell us the price here or do you want to keep that secret?
Oh, well, the price I think is one of the most amazing things about this program. It's for right now – for
free.
Less than an hour of personal coaching, for $197, you can have two webinars, a copy of the book that I co-authored with a career Sherpa, Hannah Morgan, that's coming out this summer, Social Networking for Business Success, and a month of handholding from me. And if you buy the 31st, which is this Friday, it's $197 for the whole package.
Where can they get in touch with you?
If they go to my blog at kepicareers.com and just hit blog, there's a big –
You think people know how to spell Kepi?
K-E-P-I-E.
Careers.com. Okay.
Careers, all one word, kepicareers.com. And if you go to the top and you hit blog, then there's a big icon there that says Earn More Money. You just click on right through, and you will find all the information.
Something. I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to embarrass you. I'm going to give the same lesson to the other guest, Job Board Doctor, when he comes on. But what you have to do is put out $10, go to GoDaddy, and buy a special URL that's easy to say, easy to remember, you know, for this
Wouldn't
course,
the social media strategist
course,
already
com,
know that, Animal?
Like,
Animal?
Well, they, no,
shouldn't
they
she already know that?
No, they should, but they don't. Nobody knows. It's a secret, okay?
I know.
Doesn't know.
I've got JerryTheRecruiter.com last
You're
updated October 2011.
You're a genius.
Of course I am. People want to know when does the show actually start, okay?
Right.
That's the
Miriam,
feedback I'm getting.
Miriam,
yes,
I just want to bring that. Anything else you want to say before I let you go?
I would love for people to, if they have questions, connect with me on Twitter at Kepi_careers or find me on my website. Any questions? There is a money-back guarantee on this program. So it's really, you cannot lose. If you know somebody who should be using social media, let them know about this program. I will help them out. I have used social media myself. I'm not just learning about it myself or researching it. I am using it every day for my own business, and I
do
can help.
Do they get a discount? Yeah. Do they get a discount if they say they heard it on the Animal Show?
Oh,
no,
you know what? I have not set up a discount. Maybe
yeah,
they should
let's
pay
do
more.
That right now. Let's do that.
They have to pay more.
The discount,
right? The
discount is if they sign up by this the 31st. The discount is $197, and it goes up to $297 on June the 1st.
Wow.
So they better do
it now.
The day before William Tin Cup bails out of social media for 90 days. That's kind of a turning point,
okay,
I think.
Okay, I'm going to move on, but I'll mention this for you every week for the next few weeks, okay?
Thank you, Animal.
Thank you for coming on. She's been on before. I trust her. I've never bought any products or anything, but I like the way she presents herself, and I like her hair, and I trust her, okay?
Oh, thank you, Animal. I like your hair, too.
They're really pumped up from learn social media from a person that uses it. That's a killer tagline. Go with it.
There you go. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Bye. Job Board Doctor, are you still with us?
Hold on, wait a minute. Break. Oh, that wore me out.
I'm here.
Let's just take a second. Anybody need a cup of coffee or anything?
So, Jerry, I knew you'd know Beat on the Brat.
Oh,
how many Ramon songs do you know?
No. We don't have time to talk about that. There's people.
If you know one, you know them all.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
I like their version of A Little Bit of Soul.
Oh,
Introduce yourself, Job Board Doctor.
You want my bio? Or do you
okay,
want
forget it. I'll
my
introduce
elevator
you. This is a guy with an English degree who thinks he can fix job boards. He's not a techie. I want to know what he knows, okay? He's got an English degree. That's his elevator speech. I've got an English degree. Do you trust me to take care of your job board for you? But I trust you too, Job Board Doctor. And as I said, the theme for today's show is misguided idealists think job boards are dead. But when they join the real world, when those millennials join the real world, they've got a surprise coming. Job boards are where people looking for jobs go. How can they die? What's LinkedIn? What's so fantastic about that, eh? And that's the
LinkedIn
thing I want
is
you
a job
to address.
Board.
Okay.
LinkedIn is a job board.
Okay. Well, hold on. Career Diva says it's long been known, and I like her. It's long been known that most jobs are filled through networking, not help wanted ads or job boards. What do you say to that?
I'd say that she's right. It's true. But if you saw what I put on from Career Crossroads, right behind networking or referrals is job boards.
Okay, now how can recruiters use job boards? Oh, I forget about that. You know, I got the Kepi Careers doing the infomercial. People are going to hang up if we don't get to something for them. And my audience is recruiters, and they want to know how can they use job boards best. The guy we had on last week says he's got most of his candidate database by harvesting resumes from job boards. Is that a good thing to do?
I think it is if you do it selectively, but I think you know, it's a tool. It's if you're a recruiter and you're smart and you're doing well, you've got you know, 5, 6, 7 different channels and tools.
How do third-party recruiters use job boards right now? I have advertised, but not often on a job board. They're very expensive, and they don't always get the results, at least I find. And I've only used the general job boards. So,
okay, well, yeah, I was about to say, you got to break it down, Animal, because you got two kinds of job boards at the very top level. You got general job boards like Monster and Career Builder. That's what everyone thinks of. And when people bitch about job boards, they're bitching about those boards. Oh, I got too many damn resumes. Oh, it's a pain. There's fake jobs, yada, yada, yada. The other part of it is the niche boards, the boards that focus on specific segments. Those are where the recruiters that I know that get great results, they use the niche boards. You know, so if you need a Ruby on Rails guy, you go to the Ruby on Rails site. You know,
what
if you need someone.
What site is that? Give us an example. Always speak in concrete terms on this show.
Okay. So a big niche board is Dice, right, that I used to work for. That's technology.
From Dice. 98 through 2001, weren't you the original VP of marketing for Dice Holdings, Inc.?
You know, I believe I was.
Okay.
And I believe we made a ton of money back then. So, but so the next step beyond Dice is to get down to something like for example, Authentic Jobs. Okay, Authentic Jobs is a niche site that's targeted for development people that are also sort of what I'd call web developers and creative types. You know, so web designers and those types of people.
Okay, now how do those guys find out about Authentic Jobs? Do they really know about it? How widely spread is information
about
Authentic Jobs?
I've never heard of it.
Well, Jerry,
cute
you don't
name.
Like job boards, right?
I mean, I'll give you the cute name point on that. But, I mean, if a guy like me has never heard of AuthenticJobs.com, what's the deal?
Well, do you try to place web developer, web design type people?
Sure.
On a regular basis?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you, Jerry. The definition of a niche board is that it's narrow. If it's narrow, not everyone's going to hear about it, right? It's just going to be people in the audience.
How do people hear about it? Word of mouth? How do the candidates hear about it?
Right.
Okay, so niche sites typically are going to be found out by candidates in three ways. One, they're going to Google search like everyone else, and they're probably going to see the niche site on the second page of results.
Nobody ever goes there.
Yeah, if you're desperate enough. And, you know,
but that's a good question there. Job board doctor, hold on a second. Job board doctor, if as the career diva says, most jobs are filled through networking, you got to assume the people who can't get jobs, maybe they are the desperate types who nobody wants to hire, and they end up at the job boards. Is that right?
To a percentage of them, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks
but
for
there's
all
also
the concrete
a lot of
information.
You have to understand that your opinion of a job seeker, or at least most recruiters' opinion of a job seeker that I ever hear, is they seem to think that these people have incredible skills in terms of finding jobs. But in reality, what happens when someone, even someone that's very highly skilled, maybe someone that's been recruited in the past, suddenly loses their job, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to go on the web, they're going to Google, and they're going to look for a job. They may call up a few of their buddies. That's what's going to happen. And when they're Googling, that's when they're going to come across these sites. When they're talking to their friends, that's when they're going to come across these sites.
Okay,
you know,
now
you look at
I read in the course of researching this show. I did research it, everybody. We're picking up steam. Don't hang up yet, okay? I read that Career Builder has a tool that lets you rate the quality of candidate you're getting. The recruiters who use them can give feedback on how closely the candidates match their job description. Is that right? Yes or no?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so what are the results of that? You're the big survey man. Are the job boards bringing in quality candidates, or the losers who can't get a job through networking, through personal recommendations?
Based on my surveys and every other survey I've ever seen, the main reason that HR will use a job board is quality of candidates. That's the number one satisfier. They are getting better quality candidates through job boards than they are through other sources.
Really? Hmm.
Yes.
Anybody got a comment on that? Anybody use job boards here? I mean, job boards? Any comments? These must all be your call, your friends calling in, because there's a lot of people here. Not one person is saying a word.
I have an update.
Okay.
I did a Google search for web jobs, and the site job board doctor mentioned, Authentic Jobs was number four in the search. So
okay.
Holy moly.
Sometimes you got to be the job seeker, you know, to figure out where they're hanging out, you know.
Okay, job board doctor, what's the difference between the people you find on CareerBuilder and Monster and LinkedIn?
The difference, well, yeah, believe it or not, this is actually a really good question, Animal. I don't know if you plan it that way, but there's been a lot of change in the last couple of years. Monster's audience is shifting heavily. They've lost incredible amounts of people in the professional realms, you know, sort of the highly skilled white-collar people, and they're shifting really heavily into administrative jobs. And, you know, you can come up with your own reasons for that. CareerBuilder is pumping up on the white-collar jobs and the technology jobs. And then LinkedIn is really sort of white-collar. It's not so much technology in my experience, although, Jerry, you can correct me if you think otherwise. But
you say,
never correct
first
you.
Of all, don't come on this show to answer questions and tell us we can come up with our own reasons. I don't have a clue about the reasons. I'm not a job board specialist. You are. You're supposed to have the reasons, okay?
I will give you enough reasons if you give me the time.
Okay. Well, you know what? Don't be so mellow, okay? Take a little shot at something. Talk faster. Get right to the point. I understand. So what'd you say? Monster is administrative jobs now? Which site is it? Or CareerBuilder is mainly admin people?
CareerBuilder is across the board, but they're starting to pump up their technology and pumping up more of their admin. You know, CareerBuilders is kind of different from Monster in the sense that it's got this huge network of, I don't know, close to 100 different sites as well as powering all of these newspapers and everything. So it gets kind of a different audience than Monster. But then LinkedIn is, you know, it's the flavor of the month and it's growing rapidly and, you know, 3 years ago, you could have easily said, yeah, this is where all the professionals are. Now it's starting to look a hell of a lot like the job boards, you know, where you got that huge range, except you've got these subpopulations like technology people that aren't using LinkedIn because they don't want to.
Well, what about people
or they've
like
got things
plumbers
like Stack
or,
Overflow.
What about people like plumbers? It was a big revelation that like a few weeks ago, the prostitutes are using LinkedIn in great numbers. What about plumbers and carpenters and people
are
like
you
that?
Referencing Jeff's experience from 2007 to 2009 as VP of marketing for MEP Jobs, which was the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing industry's number one job board for that entire time?
No, but that's
is that what you're
true.
Talking about?
No, I'm not, but I want to know, does LinkedIn have these tradesmen on it now, or is it still managers and engineers and professional people like that?
I have no doubt that LinkedIn has tradesmen on it, but that's not its bread and butter, and that's not where most of the tradesmen are finding their work. You know, I can't tell you how many companies have tried to tackle the skilled trades audience and haven't really gotten anywhere with it. That's a really different audience, and the way people find work in that is different. You know, part of it's because of unions. Part of it's just because of the kind of work that they do, and it's very it's really different. It's weird. It's different.
So you
and
can't
I
find trades people. You can't find trades people very easily on a job board. That's what you're saying, right? No delay.
Yep.
Just answer the question.
Yep. That's right.
Okay. Fine. Now, how do we find the best niche job board? I know Jerry's got some. I don't know if he wants me to reveal this. He's got someone working for him who's very good at finding niche job boards that are free. I don't know how she does it. How would you do it if you got a job board doctor? How would you? It sounds like you just go on Google and, you know, play with the keywords until you come up with something. But you've got no way of knowing if it's a good site or not. And, you know, so you just throw up your job description and, you know, move on. And if you get something, hey.
Actually, the best way to find a job, best way to find any job board is to talk to your candidates and ask them where they go. And, you know, you got to talk to a lot. You can't talk to, like, three guys because they're all going to say, oh, well, you know, and they none of them might use job boards. But, you know, if you talk to 50, 60 candidates, do a survey, whatever, you're going to come back with some real coherence. It's going to be like, you know, all the programmers will say, oh, yeah, I go to GitHub or I go to Stack Overflow or I use Dice or whatever it is.
Okay, what kind of money does it cost to get into a job board's database? Like Workopolis is a big job board here in Toronto. You're familiar with that?
Yep.
costs a lot of money to use them.
Yep. Yep.
So,
well, I mean,
what kind of money are we talking about?
Big money.
Yeah, I have no idea with Workopolis. I don't know what they're charging.
Okay, pick some of the American ones you're familiar with. Come on.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
He gets a little bit distracted, Animal, as since 2009, Jeff's been an independent consultant to over 100 job boards and employment sites throughout seven continents.
Okay.
Okay.
If anybody's got a question for the job board doctor, please feel free to speak up. Go ahead.
Being on the show, I'm really beginning to appreciate Jerry's role.
Okay.
He kind of fills in for all the things that Animal can't do.
Yeah, he's right. It's easy when I've got a perspective.
That's not fair. You know what he's filling in for? He's filling in for the gaps that you can't answer. I ask you a question. There's a long delay. No, you don't say, hey, Adam, I got to answer to that. That's
you're
what I want to hear.
You're finally coming
to
appreciate my role.
He's not here as a crutch for
I
you.
I sense the show and fill
people.
In where needed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I gotta think, Animal, I'm doing my job because you're yelling a lot. And that's,
when I'm
listening to the show, that's what I listen for is to hear you yell over people.
Great. I'm not yelling now. How much does it cost to use the various job boards? Give us some examples, will you?
Yeah, sure. So typical niche boards, so, let's say MEP Jobs, for example. If you're going to subscribe to the resume access for 30 days, it's going to run you maybe $400 or $500 a month. You go to something like Monster, it could easily jump up to maybe $1,000, $2,000 a month, depending on how much you're trying to, how big an area you're trying to search, or if you're trying to do the entire database, which is ridiculous because they've got, tens of millions of resumes in there. So,
yeah.
What was that, $800 a month?
Yeah. I would say the average
you
you're going to pay between $500 and $1,000 a month.
Okay, if you get somebody, that's good. If you don't get a candidate, it's a lot of money. I don't know. Anybody else got a comment? Does anyone have something to say about job boards? I don't have a lot of experience using them, so I'm happy to use somebody's input. Let me ask, how come all these bozos are saying job boards are dead? What's with that rumor? Why does it have legs? And then in the same article, they say go to LinkedIn instead, which you're telling us is just another job board. Are there a lot of dummies writing out there?
Well, what you got is you got a lot of people selling something that isn't a job board. That's the basic thing. If I was a social media recruiting company, I'd be out there saying job boards are dead too, because who am I trying to take money from? I'm trying to take money from job boards. Job boards have the lion's share of revenue. So I'm going to walk around and say, well, that's old technology. That's stupid. Those guys don't know what the hell they're doing. We've got something that's new and exciting and fresh and unique.
Well, give us an example. What are they saying? Because on the articles that I read, they say don't use job boards. They say use LinkedIn. But we know that's just a resume database, right?
Right. So,
I mean, they're just misguided. There was a famous article on Forbes by Jerry's buddy, Dan Schwabell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said, job boards are dead. Job boards are dead, right?
Right. What is that, two or three years ago?
2 years ago. Well, and lots of guys, not just me, but like Chris Hoyt, the famous Chris Hoyt. He said, you're wrong, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. And the article just said, instead of using job boards, use LinkedIn. So, I mean, that's not very bright, is it?
I think it's – I mean, what LinkedIn is, I mean, you guys know this, but I'll just say it. It's LinkedIn is a job board that's got a semi-public resume database.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got a bunch of social features.
Okay,
that...
I got a question for you from Seven Staffing, Inc. He says, ask your guests, what's the story with the ladders? Are you familiar with that? Is that relevant?
If you follow the blogs at all, one of the things that you see is that the ladders is being sued, basically because the people that are suing him say they're a scam. My personal opinion is those people are right. Ladders' basic model is that they're going to charge candidates, and the promise that they pitch out there is, hey, we're going to give you jobs that you can't see anywhere else. And what they used to do is say, and they're all going to be $100,000 a year jobs. I can tell you from personal experience and from lots of input from a lot of people, that's just not true. They use aggregated jobs. They have tons of jobs that didn't fit that description, but they still gladly took people's money. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a scam, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, but the difference between them and other sites that came before, because there's certainly been other sites that have tried to do stuff like this, these guys had a lot of VC money and a very sharp marketing team, and they were successful in pitching it for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they're kind of like Bernie Madoff. After a while, you get caught.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Enron.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got some better people. If only I had someone who wanted to watch Twitter for me. Philip Marquardt says, people say job boards are dead because of recruiter hubris. That's kind of funny. I like that. Talent Talk says, wants to know, is the candidate perceived as higher quality if she applied via a niche site versus a general job board, even if the posting is listed on both? Recruiters, do they have bias as to which job board the candidate comes from?
You asking Jerry, you asking me?
Don't ask me anything about
it. Why would I ask Jerry? You're the guest. Wake up.
Okay. Well, you know, the candidates, you know, where they come from, half the time, in my experience, HR people don't even know because they come through an ATS. And the ATS doesn't attribute or incorrectly attributes where they came from. So
that's a problem. That's a problem for the people in corporate recruiting. The ATS doesn't tell them what site the candidates are coming from, right? So they don't know where to put their money. Is that right?
And it's a big bleeding problem for the job boards too. You know, I personally worked with a bunch of clients. One in particular, okay, niche board, sending technical candidates to this multi-billion-dollar company, and they were advertising their jobs. They were sending, you know, probably 1,000, 1,500 candidates a month to this company. And the company called back and they're like, you know, this is crap. We're not getting anything. And they were getting about 15 to 20 candidates a month through their ATS. The job board did the research. 95% of it was falling off when they hit the ATS because they put them through a 24-page form they had to go through on the ATS to apply for the job.
Mm. Okay, Jerry complained about that. He said it should be simple to apply for a job. We'll get to that in a second. Tom Bolt says Smart Recruiting has a listing of the 50 best niche job boards. Mike Astringer, I did open every line. You know, people are always crying that I don't open their lines. Hey, let me just see if there's anything else good here. Okay, tell us about what I just asked about. I can't remember what it was.
About ATSs? Well,
no, I'm
or about the quality of a candidate. So if a recruiter and HR person actually does know, okay, candidate A came from Monster and candidate B came from, you know, let's say Authentic Jobs, they might possibly give a bias to Authentic Jobs just because it's a smaller site and the people there are going to be you know, more focused on specific stuff. It's, you know, basically niche boards, what they do is they pre-qualify the candidates when they're working right. And I got to tell you, just because I work with job boards, is, you know, I don't think that all job boards are great, right? You know, job boards are just like any other business. A lot of them are don't work well. You know, that's why
I had
a job.
The ones that don't hire you to fix them, they're the lousy ones, right? And did Authentic Jobs pay you before you came on the show?
Authentic Jobs has no idea.
You've mentioned their name about five times already. Authentic Jobs. Authentic Jobs. Authentic Jobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the
deal
there?
They got their money
for it.
Jerry said, and Jerry knows, he said if you want to apply for a job through a job board, you should just have to upload your resume and cover letter. You don't have to fill out 40 pages of, you know, screening information. What do you say to that, job board doctor?
I totally agree. I absolutely agree, and I think that ATSs have sold a huge bill of goods to HR departments on, you know, their role in the recruiting process.
But can't a person with common sense say, I'm going to lose a lot of good guys if I force them to jump through so many hoops? Why don't they have any brains?
Hey, you know, I've talked to internal recruiters that actually have a dual application process. They have the one that's the official process, and they have the one that the recruiter is managing so that they can hang on to the candidate long enough to get them into the ATS and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear my
introduction? Why are there so many people in talent acquisition who are just plain stupid? Tell me why.
I can answer that.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
It's the people that you find that have to put those 27-page online applications together. In my experience, every single time they come from
Mike,
a
can you
from an
step
HR
out of that
background.
Tunnel? Is there any chance you could step out of the tunnel before you give us this information?
Probably not, so go on.
Okay, you go on. No, you go on. The people who make you fill out those 40 pages of the form, what about
them? Have those long application forms tend to come from an HR background. And when you sit and you drill down on them, why, they feel like they need the CYA. Everything's a CYA, or they're too lazy. They don't have the mindset the recruiters have. All we need is a phone number and a resume, and we can jump on the phone and get the information that we need. I've seen it 100 times.
Okay, but sometimes they're working with thousands of resumes. They have to sift through them, and they want to do that in an automated way. There's no way to do that without losing the good candidates as well. Is that true, Mike? Or job board doctor?
I think that's the problem. I'm not sure that that's necessarily true anymore. There are tools that let you parse the resumes and do some screening and and you can do assessment. One of the things you can do is make the candidate do a simple 5-minute assessment that will screen out probably 60-70% of the candidates that are just absolutely useless, that shouldn't be applying in the first place.
I read an article just before you came on. I think in the Wall Street Journal, and it said PNC, which is a bank, they have their senior guys who understand the jobs well, they have them do, their senior recruiters do something else, and their most junior people, that's who they give the job of taking a look at the resumes and screening out people to. Do they have the skills to identify good people? I know they can probably tell that if you're driving a cab and you have no work experience, you're not suitable for an engineering job. But once you get a bunch of engineers, do they have the ability to figure out who's suitable and who isn't?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a really common problem. I think, in the hiring function in a lot of companies, especially mid-sized companies, ends up in the HR department rather than the hiring manager. And the HR is doing that initial assessment. So let's say you're an HR person and you're in charge of hiring a Java developer for the IT department. You don't know crap about Java developers, right? This is why sites like Stack Overflow and Remarkable Hire have popped up, because they are using, essentially public information, crowdsourcing, peer assessment, where other people that actually know what the heck they're talking about looked at this guy and said, this guy really knows Java, and I worked with him in this company, and this guy is someone that I'm going to give a high score to. So then,
I disagree 100%.
Okay. Well, Mike, how do you sell your services then to these HR people who are living in another dimension? What do you tell them? Look, you're a dummy. You don't know how to recruit people. Give the job to me, and I'll do it for you properly. Is that what you do?
I don't think I need to answer that by going through my sales process. I think I can answer that by saying I'd rather hire somebody entry level, and I just did that a few months ago at a client, relatively fresh college grad. He's doing an excellent job going through resumes and getting us good candidates to talk to. I'd much rather train somebody to do that than use some sort of an automated tool.
Yeah, okay, you didn't answer my question. Chris Russell says on Twitter that tradesmen and blue-collar people, they don't understand anything about the Internet. They're not tech-savvy. So they are too dumb, in other words, and ignorant to use job boards. I don't think that's true, but
I disagree with everyone today. I had a construction client for 4 years. We hired triaxle dump truck drivers, we hired paving people, etc., and we advertised those jobs all over the Internet and filled them.
Yeah, and Mike, I'm not gonna argue with you on that either, Mike. I mean, when I was at MEP, I mean, we did millions and millions of dollars of business with skilled trades companies, and they got lots of candidates through online. I'm just saying if you took 1,000 tradespeople, the percentage of people that are online looking for work is going to be a lot lower than if you took 1,000 programmers and did the same thing.
My mother just lost her job after 35 years at her company, and she picked up the newspaper the day she lost her job and called me and said, "Do you know there's no classifieds in my newspaper anymore?" And I was able to teach her how to online job search within a couple of hours. So I think anyone, my mom is in her 60s and barely knows how to work a computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Talent Talks, I'm not putting you down, okay? She says I'm not being nice to HR people today. Sorry. Just the dumb ones. You're a recruiter, okay? Now, I'd really appreciate it if some corporate recruiter who works with job boards would ask a question or put something up on Twitter, because I know, headhunters, third-party recruiters, we don't really use job boards that much. I don't think so, or am I wrong? Job board doctor, can you answer that question?
I have no idea how much third-party recruiters are using job boards.
Except
I know in the technology sphere that they use them a lot. Because I know even now, and I haven't worked for Dice for 15 years, but even now, third-party recruiting firms, make up something like 20-25%, I believe, of the total posting volume on Dice. And
I'll give you an example, Animal. You know, I keep getting these advertisements that the Ladders is free again. So I'm working on this director of HR position in North Jersey. I threw it on the Ladders for the heck of it yesterday. I would say that I probably got 15 resumes, and out of that, I've got 4 or 5 calls lined up tomorrow from those resumes. So I'm not as anti-job board as I might have been in the past.
Okay. You're not anti-Ladders, even though we just bashed them a few minutes ago. Now, you do a famous survey.
I called in late, sorry.
Okay, no, that's good to get another opinion. Job board doctor, you do a famous survey of the job board business. Nobody else does, so you know more about job boards than anybody in the world. Am I right, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you say that 50% of the job board owners see LinkedIn as a significant threat, like it's going to roll over them. We've just been talking about it as another job board. What's the big deal?
Well, it's another job board, but I'd say it's a job board that's essentially positioned itself out of the job board market. They've been very successful in saying, we're not a job board. And that's just been accepted by the media and, sort of the blogosphere and whatnot. And everyone says, hey, you know what? LinkedIn is not a job board. And because it's different and because it's got some features and, they have some really cool stuff that they do have, people say, yeah, I'm going to use them. And that's a big threat. The other part of the threat with LinkedIn for job boards
is
they've got a ton of money.
The whole thing is with LinkedIn is that you can put your profile up there, and you're living in the modern world with a footprint on the internet, a professional profile. You're not necessarily looking for a job. That's the difference, and that's making a huge difference in the PR. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Right.
You're losing me.
Okay. Well,
and
Jerry,
the other
why don't you
thing,
help out?
You're getting,
why don't you
you're
save the
weed,
show?
Here.
Why don't you save the show like you're always saying you do? Speak
what
up.
What can you tell us about eCareer?
What?
Tell you about what?
E-career.
Oh,
the power of technology in the quest for talent.
Okay, forget it. Jerry doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's trying to pretend he's got
I don't know what I'm talking about. I have a prospectus right here.
Okay, here's a question I always wondered before the show's over. Something like Indeed, they don't do anything. They just scrape other job boards for information. How do they get to do that and then become more successful than the job boards they're leeching off of?
Well, I've always called Indeed the crack cocaine of the job board world. I mean, they started by scraping jobs off of job boards. And job boards, there's a lot of discussion about it first, but then job boards start seeing all the traffic because Indeed is filled with SEO wizards. They get their results up to the top of all the Google searches and everything. So all these job boards were getting all this traffic that was coming into their sites, and they were, of course, paying Indeed money to get clicks and stuff. Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, Indeed says, hey, we can make a lot more money selling direct to employers. And they started dumping job boards and selling direct to employers. And they have turned themselves essentially into a pay-per-click job board. And have been very successful at it.
Okay. Before the show's over, I just want to know, tell us recruiters, is there anything you can tell us about how to make money with job boards that you haven't told us already because you didn't tell us much?
Yeah, absolutely. So the very first thing is the dumbest thing, but it's, 90% of recruiters don't do this, is write a good and persuasive job posting.
How? Nobody ever says how. How?
I'll tell you how you do it. You call that guy in the UK Alistair?
Yeah.
That guy will help you put together a job ad like nobody's ever seen, baby.
Yeah, he's got the most ridiculous name on it. I can't, after all these years of knowing him, I can't remember his Twitter name.
Alcancasia.
Yes, it's impossible to remember, but he is. He's a great ad copywriter.
What an idiot. What an idiot. Three people. How can you hire a guy like that to promote you? We can't remember his name after talking to him a million times. I mean, and I told him, I used to preach to him, no, no, no. He says, I like it because it's on the periodic table for the code for iron, plus it also relates to my daughter's name. Is that stupid?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was, yeah.
And Job Board Doctor, you've got the survey on your website, and you go ahead and you say, well, you have to go to this, click on this tab on my website, then you'll see in the left-hand corner something else. That's stupid. Just go to GoDaddy, spend $10, get a simple URL, and say, go to this one, and you're right there. You know, go to 10 Cherry Street, and you're at the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Go to, you know, jobboardsurvey.com. It'll only cost you $10. Why don't you do it?
Because if I did it, you wouldn't have anything to talk about, Anna.
Yeah, okay, right. Right, okay. What's the most important thing you discovered on your survey?
I think the most important thing that I discovered is that job boards, the biggest thing is that they actually know what the biggest threat is, which is LinkedIn. And
uh-huh.
The second thing is that they still don't get mobile. Even though they're, you know, a lot of boards are getting something like 30-35% of their traffic coming in through mobile devices.
You said 15%, okay, in your
right.
survey.
But some of the boards are getting 30-35%, and
yeah.
they're still not mobile enabled.
And that means that they have to slim some of it down so they have a mobile version that doesn't take a long time to load. Is that right?
Right, right. And, you know, that's... and. For some reason, this message does not seem to penetrate the job board industry yet. There are plenty of sites that have good mobile sites, but they're in the minority.
Okay, you said Monster's in trouble. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Well, the simple word is management. Okay? They've had, in my opinion, poor management for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and I think management screwed up the company.
You know what? Geez, Daryl Dioska Disco, he's given me a valid but painful comment. I don't know what to do, Daryl. I don't know what to do. And Talent
what was
Talks,
his comment? What did he say?
You look it up. Talent Talks says if you don't know how to write a job ad, a booty kicking job ad like Beyonce has, then you go and talk to her. Talent Talks, she'll do it for you for nothing. Will Thompson, why are there so many people in talent acquisition that are so damn stupid? Maybe companies are hiring monkeys. Okay, sorry, where were we, Job Board Doctor?
Mobile.
Well, a long time
yeah.
ago, you were asking me about the job posting thing, and I never did actually get a chance to answer you. But what I was going to say
please,
is
yeah.
write a good
uh-huh.
job posting. Don't
yeah.
write a description. Okay? Write something that's going to get someone excited about working for you.
What's that?
There's a dog.
That? Sorry, I opened someone's line. And
HR Margo, is that a 513?
No, it's a 636. Okay.
I thought I was supposed to have a dog.
What's a good job board doctor? What's a good job board doctor? I mean, description job board doctor. What's a good job description? You're telling us this is the best part of the show. Go ahead.
Okay, so a good job description.
Yeah.
Good job posting ad. Opens up with a question. You know, why would you want to do blah, blah, blah? Or... wouldn't you love to do such and such? You know, something that's going to grab them, pull them in. Then
okay.
it's immediately followed with a couple of sentences that narrow it down so you know exactly what you're talking about. Then you go in with maybe a paragraph of the meat of the position, and then you end with some benefits and a call to action.
Should
and
you put salary
you
in there?
Huh?
Should you put salary in there?
No.
Why?
Because people don't know what they want to make for what they do, to be quite honest. A lot of times people say, well, you know, I got to make $75,000 in this job, you know, I'm not going to work there. And you say, but you don't know what the job is. And they're like, well, you know, I just don't want to do it. And then when they find out what the job is, then they say, hey, you know, I'd work for $65,000 to be able to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dream on.
Okay.
Dream on, okay? Dream
that,
on
that's
with
been
regards
my experience
to that.
As a hiring manager, as a hiring manager, I personally hired probably close to 120 people. And
yeah.
so I've walked through all of the steps of having to learn how to do all this crap on the other side of the fence. And that's just my personal experience.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know what? I don't understand why someone looking for a job needs these phony, peppy statements like, What would you like to do? Well, I want a job. This is what my skills are. Why can't you just list the skills that are required?
Well, you can, but, you know, people are people. You know, if you write something boring that you submit to a hiring manager or a recruiter,
yeah, but I don't what you're calling interesting, I don't find that interesting. I don't find most ads interesting. They're trying to pander to you. Like the guy uses phony excitement in this talkover in a commercial. That it doesn't do anything for me.
But Animal, let me ask you. So really what you're talking about is you want a laundry list of skills. That's it.
Yeah.
However, you as a recruiter are the same guy that says you need to talk to the manager about what's the job, what are they going to do, tell me more, how do they fit in, what are your projects, why would someone want to work there? Now you're saying a job ad should include none of that?
No, I didn't say that, Jerry.
No, I believe I've caught you.
Know, I don't think you have.
I caught you.
When you're talking to somebody. Okay, you caught me. Okay. There's 5 minutes left. Does anybody have something to say? I mean,
I need something to kick my show into gear because right now we've got nothing. It's going
to
be a 5 minute after show.
You take over and see what you can do in 5 minutes. See what you can do.
I'm telling you.
What have we missed, Chopper? First of all,
is my line open?
How can we find you online? Jobboarddoctor.com, right?
Jobboarddoctor.com, right. Or you can find me on Twitter at jobboarddoctor. And the email
is
thedoctor.
What do you want to take? They'll find your email. What do you want to tell people in the last 5 minutes that Jerry and I and Mike Astringer and whoever else is on the line have not squeezed out of you?
Job boards are a great tool for finding candidates. They're just one tool. But use them well because you're paying money. So write a good job description. Learn how to use the resume database. And ask the job board that you're working with, what are the other ways that you can reach candidates? A lot of job boards have some very specific targeted ways. So if you say, I want to reach a job developer in Brooklyn and Astoria, and I want to deliver this message to them, they can do that for you for a price.
What do you mean?
Like targeted emails? Some of them actually
Why
have.
Why didn't you tell me that before? Go ahead.
Yeah,
that's
the coolest thing here.
It's the fifth week in a row of people talking about spam instead of recruiting.
You were just waiting for that, A-Stringer.
I know, because it's a common theme week after week after week now.
You know, Mike, sorry, but people don't send letters anymore. They use email, okay? So everybody is
spamming. What's wrong with
spamming
picking up the damn phone and having a conversation?
But some of the
jobs are old school. You were just calling me old school last week, man. Now you're saying, hey, go old school. Which is it? Hey, save it for the after show.
Hey, you know what? There's some sites like Recruit Military that will actually do sourcing for you. So you go in and you say, I want this person with this capability, and they'll go out and they'll identify the candidates, they'll call them, they'll screen them, and they'll bring them back to you.
Okay, so that's kind of like going to a recruiting firm, not just a job board, right?
But it's cheaper.
Okay, but here's something else.
Cheaper,
what about the social job boards where supposedly the job hunters are going to chat in a space underneath the job description? I don't think that's happening, is it? It's a good idea, but it's not reality, is it?
I don't think it's reality. I think the bottom line is, you know, are the hiring managers or the employers willing to participate? If they're not willing to participate, it's not going to go anywhere.
And so
like Sodexo has made this huge commitment to social media and interaction with their recruiting, so they're having success with it. But vast majority of companies don't have the resources to do that. And so it just, you know, it starts and it dies.
But you know what? You're coming up with good stuff in the last 2 minutes. This is like a psychiatric meeting where, you know, they don't give you their real stuff.
Yeah, we'll see
stuff
you next
week. Yeah, but there's no next week. I'm going to have to work with this guy off the show. I know he's got stuff to tell me how to make money from a job board, but he just doesn't want to say it or, you know, it's in his unconscious or something like that. Anything else you want to say there before Jerry takes over, job board doctor?
I appreciate you having me.
I want to make you look good.
I appreciate you having me on the show, and Jerry, I appreciate the role that you played so far.
No
what
problem.
Did he do? Nothing. He left it all to me, and I don't know anything
dude, it's
about
obvious.
Job boards.
It's obvious. He's only saying what everybody else fully recognizes.
Oh, yeah, baby. Thank you!
Hey!
Am I supposed to be in on this part?
No. You need to get lost. Scram.
Okay.
Party's over. I hope that didn't just cut off half the callers, though. Is it just me? Because I'll hang this thing up, man. I'm about tired.
Gary, you want to take a bit of advice from me? Try to get the people who don't usually talk before you get to the talkers and lose everybody else. Because you got at least half a dozen people there.
Okay, who's
I guess I'm the talkers.
A Stringer, we got you. Now clam up. Let's get somebody else. New people. Come on, anybody. You do not have to give your name.
Jerry, I'll help you. I'll give you the area code. 609.
Okay, 609. Who are you?
609 is me.
Okay.
A Stringer.
239.
239? That's Nahez. Northern Michigan?
They're all now. They're running away. 661.
661. You got them. You got them running wild. 661. Come on, people.
703.
703.
That's
Virginia.
Me.
That's Zeller.
636.
Who?
636.
Who's area code 636? People.
You just said you don't have to.
What? Did we pull a new caller out of the woodwork? Who was that?
It could be Martinez.
It's Valentino.
Really? Valentino, how you been? See?
Okay, everybody else has run. You've got your team. Go ahead.
See, man, so what you've done is you've scared them off as where I leave the door open for them the whole time, man.
Trust me, they depart.
Right. A. Stringer, Derek, and Valentino
yep.
Martinez. Hey, Valentino, what's going on? Take any good pictures lately?
I post them all the time.
I know! Hey, what'd you think of the show today? You called in probably just to hear the job board doctor. What'd you think?
I got in a little too late, so that's why I kind of went quiet about it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But it was kind of soft. I mean,
yep.
I don't know. Was it thrilling like the last show?
No. This was more informational, more clinical. That's what I thought. A Stringer, what do you think? Mike A Stringer.
Oh, is it time for me to speak now?
Yes, please.
You know what? I called in at about 12:35, so I missed most of the show. But listen, I think an overall recruiting strategy that includes job boards is smart, and I wish I would have called in earlier and heard more of the show. And as I mentioned on the show, I recently had an experience with the ladders. In the last 24 hours, it was very, very positive. So
ooh,
I'm
really
anti-job board.
What was it?
I keep getting these advertisements that you can post a job on the ladders for free. And I posted a director of HR role in North Jersey that I've been struggling with a little bit. I've got a lot of candidates, but none that are that great. I posted it yesterday. By this afternoon, I've probably gotten 15 resumes and have 4 or 5 calls set up for tomorrow.
Is a director of HR really that hard to fill? I mean, aren't they everywhere?
Here's the problem, Jerry, when you break down an HR role, not necessarily, because somebody working in a larger or mid-sized company may not have total responsibility for payroll benefits, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're really looking for somebody. We're rebuilding this company's HR department from the ground up. So to use a buzzword, we're looking for a change manager.
Change manager. Agent of change. Do you need a disruptor?
Secret
a disruptor?
Ooh, I like that word. I should put that in the job description, a disruptor. I like that.
Yeah, you can use that.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so I thought the show, while informative, and job board doctor's a nice guy, but it was flat. I'm giving it a 63 and a 63. Just so you know, that's my score. Valentino, you got to give us a score, though. You're obligated as a caller. I don't care if you heard all of it or none of it.
Pick I agree with you. It sounded flat when I came in, but I'll give Animal 50 and the guest 50.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay, yeah. A Stringer?
See, I need to show some respect for another professional here, and while he was starting to get on...
Hey, don't worry about me.
I'm talking about you. While he was starting to get on the spam topic, which was going to lower his score dramatically, he didn't go there. So I'm going to give him an 80 for to show a professional some respect. And I'll give Animal a 75 this week. I mean, he, for the first time in several weeks, in my opinion, chose what could have been a very good guest. The show was a little flat, but at least his booking skills improved this week.
Why do you think any email is spam? I don't understand that.
Jerry, I don't think any email is spam. When I get a resume in my inbox that I think is somebody worthy of speaking to,
yeah,
certainly I'll reply by email and say, hey, your resume looks good. Can we talk at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning? But when you dump names out of a database and spam the entire world with your open position, what else can you call it?
It's effective.
You know what, Jerry? I've said this every week. I keep a consulting profile on the internet. I can only base it on my own experience. I keep a consulting profile out there.
Yep.
I get emails every single day about what they do is, what I figured out they do is their little spiders or whatever they're using.
Yeah.
Picks keywords off my resume. So, for example, because it says I've recruited for .NET, they send me .NET jobs. Because it says I've recruited for PHP and MySQL, they send me PHP and MySQL jobs.
Well, just so you know, Nahez from the show is now, he, as of June 1st, he's stopping all of that, at least for himself, and he's going to go old school, call, market, network, start from scratch. And so you might want to follow that story over on Recruiting Blogs. He's going to update it frequently. So he's not going to be, in your words, a spammer anymore.
And you know what's unfortunate, Jerry? In what our business has become these days, he'll probably lose money.
Yep. My question is, if what he's doing is working, why change it? I mean,
Go ahead.
If I had four recruiters making three or four placements a month spamming, I would drive that thing until it was out of gas.
And you know what? I don't mean to come off holier than thou, but I care as much about our industry. You know, because Jerry, here's how I can put it. You and I were around in 1999, right? Remember there used to be that computer contractors board that we used to war with those people?
Yep.
You know, that vision of...
Don, what was his name? Remember Don?
Yeah, I can't remember his name. But I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his last name.
I have heated email exchanges between him and me that are pretty funny. Forever.
So their vision of what a recruiter is has never left me, and I've always tried to conduct myself in a way that no one would ever think that about me.
Okay, that's cool.
When I look at our industry overall in 2013, I think 15 years ago those people were right about it. They were just before the time.
Huh. All right. Very cool. Hey, Derek, are you still listening?
Yeah, man.
What is your scoreage for the show?
I'm doing 65 across the board. I agree. I think the job boards are necessary. I think people would say that, we don't use job boards either. They can't afford it because their company just doesn't want to pay for it, or they don't know how to use them the right way. I'm not just even saying post and pray. I mean, there's a lot of good people out there, and you can populate a database if you keep one from those job boards. You know, I mean, it's just another tool in the tool belt, right, Jerry?
I would love to have a database of a million IT people. Now, if anybody has that, and they want to sell it to me, call me up. I won't spam it.
Exactly.
But I'll certainly...
I won't spam it either.
I would just treat it with respect like a golden goose. You know what I mean? I'd love it and hug it and pet it and rub it.
You'd have cookies and milk
it.
Every night.
Yeah, man. every once in a while I'd have to send an email, though, to more than one guy at a time.
Yeah. No. I think the personalized emails are just, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get lower-level people. You can spam them all day long, but I think your higher level, especially when you get into the IT, they're just going to ignore you. They're going to just spam folder you.
A lot of what I'm looking for is an IT contractor ready for his next gig, and I think the people that aren't looking for their next gig, they delete it. I don't think they're all pissed off at you because you sent them something about a job, and I think that, you know, you get a couple thousand people. You know, a dozen of them are looking for their next gig, and they're going to open it up, and they're going to give you a call. It's a lot less of that whole personal nurturing thing. It's like, I got a gig. Do you need one? Yep. You know.
But see, Jerry, you're missing the point. And the point is that if these spammers were just sending .NET developer jobs to .NET developers, you have an excellent point. But as I said, I get emails every day. I'll start forwarding them to you. They're picking out keywords for my resume, things I've recruited for, and they're sending me jobs, you know, they're Ruby engineer jobs and they're .NET developer
jobs. Are they from...
I get my garbage every day.
Are those American companies or are they international firms?
No, they're American. They're American. Well, both. But yes, I get them from American companies.
Really?
Every single day.
Huh.
And I'm surprised you've never seen me post on Facebook.
Oh, I have. See, you've got your clueless idiot in just about every walk of life, and that's who you run into. I think Nahez up there, he's pretty targeted with what he's sending out. I think he's got a lot of quantity and not as much quality going on, though, and I think that's probably what he's going to be working on, which is cool. He obviously took what you said and is trying to make it, you know, make a change about it, so that's cool.
Does that mean I get 10% equity in this new company?
20.
Awesome.
Tell him I said so. Yeah. All right, guys. I got to go out and spend a few minutes out in the garden. I've got a row of peas that has some weeds in it, so I'm going to go knock that out. Maybe work my way over to the strawberry patch if I have a few minutes before my 2 o'clock call.
Right on.
So enjoy the day.
You hear that publicly.
What?
Butter.
And you share that publicly.
No, nobody ever hears this.
That's true.
Take it easy. Enjoy it. Bye.